All right, Joseph has the study notes, so let's go ahead and open our Bibles to the book of Job, chapter number 36. Nasaklat tayo ng book of Job sa Bible. Kung buksan mo yung gitna ng Bible, usually that's the book of Psalms. And the book before Psalms is the book of Job. So Job chapter 36, and we'll look at chapter 36 and chapter 37, Lord willing, tonight as we are going through the book of Job. So sa pag-aaral natin ng book of Job, natuklasan natin na ang aklat ng Job ay may tatlong bahagi. Merong prologue, ibig sabihin introduction, na kung saan isinasalaysay ang buhay ni Job. Tapos, yung pinakamahabang section, magmula chapter 3 hanggang 42, verse 6, yan yung tinatawag na dialogue. So, prologue, dialogue yung sa gitna. At ito yung dialogue ng tatlong kaibigan ni Job, pati kasama na dyan si Job. Tapos yung ika-apat na kaibigan niya, si Elihu. Now, in English, Elihu's name is Elihu. Okay? So I was taking a look at the name, Elihu, pag-Ingles. Now kung Tagalog, Elihu. Eh, sanay na ako sa Tagalog, kaya Elihu. That's why I'm so used to saying it as Elihu. But for the record, sa English, it's Elihu. Elihu. At ang ibig sabihin ng pangalang Elihu ay one whose God is Jehovah. One whose God is Jehovah. Ang isang tao na ang Diyos niya ay si Jehovah. So makikita mo yung Eli, that's the name for God. And Jehovah is the Ehu, Yehu. So one whose God is Jehovah. So Elihu, or Elihu in English. Anyway, so nag-dialogue naman si Elihu ng apat na mga speech. At ngayon, nasa ika-apat na speech na tayo ni Elihu. And so after this will be the Lord. God will give a speech, actually a couple speeches here, and he will finally enter into the dialogue section. So pagkatapos ng dialogue, yung pinaka last section from 42 hanggang, let's see here, 42 verse 6, verse 7 hanggang katapusan, 17, yan yung tinatawag na conclusion, or yung epilogue. Okay, so prologue, dialogue, and the last section is the epilogue. Nasaan ang tapsilog? We don't have that. Okay, so now we are focusing on Elihu's fourth and final speech. So, at dito natin makikita that Elihu really shines and really directs Job's attention to the Lord. So what do we think about Elihu? Is he good, bad, or evil? So sa mga commentaries na pinag-aralan ko, na nakita ko, there are no less than at least 6 or 7 perspective on Elihu. Yung iba, some say he is a great, godly man. And then some say he's in between, sometimes godly, sometimes out of control, ungodly. And then there are those who say, no, Elihu's a bad guy. He's a young preacher man na walang control sa kanyang sarili. He is a young preacher man who's full of himself. And we can see some of that reason why he would be accused of being that way. But I would say that Elihu is a good man who gave some bad advice. I would say this, Elihu is a good man who gave some good advice but misapplied it to Job. So yes, Elihu said some great things, but he's trying to get Job to repent. Well, what does Job have to repent of? Well, Job later repents, we know, when he listens to the Lord sa bandang huli ng dialogue nung nagsalita na ang Diyos. Doon nakita ni Job yung kanyang pagkukulang, na siya ay punong-puno ng self-righteousness. And he repents of his self-righteousness. But Elihu has the same problem that Job has. And so how do you tell someone to repent when you're in the same boat, you're in the same situation? And furthermore, God does not rebuke Elihu. Walang rebuke ang Diyos kay Elihu. Now, God will rebuke Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. But he did not rebuke Elihu. So therefore, we know Elihu's okay. He's a good man. He gave some good advice. He only misapplied it to Job. And Job had to endure bad men like Zophar, Eliphaz, and Bildad. And he also had to endure good men like Elihu. So whether a person is bad or good, we have a responsibility before God to endure good, bad, or indifferent people. All right, so let's look at Elihu's last speech, these two chapters, 36. So papansinin natin, you can really divide 36 and 37 into two sections. 36 is basically saying, Job, focus on the greatness of God. God is great, and look at how he treats people. And then you'll see how good God is. Tapos, chapter 36, verse 26. 36, verse 27, actually. From 36 to verse 26 on down to 37, chapter 37. Ang focus ni Elihu is, look at God and how he treats nature. Look at God and how he treats nature, and you will see how great God is. So God is great in how he treats man. God is great in his acts of nature. And then Job, you are responsible, you are to repent. So that's the message of 36 and 37. All right, let's look, for example, on the introduction. Tingnan mo yung verse number 1, 2, 3, and 4. Chapter 36, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ito yung introduction ng ikaapat na speech ni Elihu. Elihu also proceeded and said, "Suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf." So sabi ni Elihu, Job, just be a little more patient, and I'm going to share with you what I know about God. I haven't yet began to speak about God. He's on his fourth speech. All right? So that's why Elihu's getting a bad reputation here. That's like the eternal Elihu. You know, I'm going to get to my point here, Job. Just be patient with me. We're all patient with you, Elihu. We're ready. All right? Verse 3. "I will fetch my knowledge from afar. I will ascribe righteousness to my Maker." So where am I going to get the knowledge? I'm going to get it from somewhere far away from this world. I'm going to get it from God himself. All right, so that's a good idea. Where do we get knowledge, biblical knowledge? Do we get it from ourselves? Do we get it from our experience? Do we get it from our common sense? Do we get it from tradition? Where do we find biblical divine knowledge? We find it from the Bible. And this Bible is not an earthly book. This Bible is not like any other book. So wag nating itrato yung Bible natin na parang isang aklat lang ito sa napakaraming mga aklat ng mundo. Isang aklat lang sa buong daigdig ang kinasihan ng Diyos. And that is the Bible. Ito yung, sa English, we have the King James Bible. Sa Hebrew, yung Masoretic. Sa Greek, yung Received Text. Pero sa English, is the King James Bible. Sa Tagalog, wala pa tayong salin na talagang exact. Maraming mga malalapit na salin. We can be thankful for that. Pero we have not yet a enduring and mature and highly accurate translation sa ngayon. But we want our knowledge from God. And Elihu's saying the same thing. Verse 4, "For truly my word shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee." So Elihu's saying, listen, I have studied this, I know my Bible, and I am mature in my knowledge, and I'm going to share this with you. Okay, so kaya nga medyo nayayabangan si Job at yung mga kaibigan ni Job kay Elihu. So Elihu's coming across here like a haughty preacher boy. You know, listen to me, I know the Bible, and I'm going to give you something from the scriptures. And he that is perfect is with you. Me, I'm the one who's perfect, and I'm with you. Job just had to endure this guy. Verse number 5 hanggang verse number 15. Verse number 5 hanggang verse 15. Pansinin mo yung acts of God to different kinds of people. Verse number 5. "Behold, God is mighty and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserveth not the life of the wicked, but giveth right to the poor." So tingnan mo yung trato ng Diyos. Pag ang tao ay humble, pre-preserve ng Diyos yung tao na yan. Kapag yung tao ay masama, binabawian ng Diyos yung kanyang buhay. Verse number 7, "He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with the kings they are on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever. They are exalted. And if they be bound in fetters, and beholden in cords or affliction, then he showeth them their work and their transgressions that they have exceeded." So, tingnan mo how God is. He watches over the righteous. Kung gumagawa ka ng tama, binibless ka ng Diyos. Kung ikaw ay hari, sino naglagay sa'yo sa pwesto mo? Ang Diyos. At kung gumawa ka ng mali, paparusahan ka naman ng Diyos. Verse number 10, "He openeth also their ear to discipline, and commandeth that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when they bindeth them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. He delivereth the poor in his affliction, and openeth their ears in oppression." So tingnan mo ang trato ng Diyos. Kesa ang tao ay king, o makapangyarihan, o mayaman, kung gumagawa sila ng mali, hahatulan sila ng Diyos. Kung sila ay dukha at walang wala, pero gumagawa ng tama, sila ay dinibless ng Diyos. So this is Elihu's theology of how God deals with different kinds of people. And for the most part, he is correct. He is correct. So verse 16 hanggang verse 21, verse 16 hanggang verse 21. Itong problema mo, Job. Ito ang dahilan kung bakit hindi ka sinasagot ng Diyos. Verse 16. "Even so, we have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place, where there is no straitness, that which should be set on thy table should be of full of fatness. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee, because there is wrath. Beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee, Will he esteem thy riches? Eh, wala namang riches si Job na eh. Wala na nga eh. No, not gold, nor all thy forces of the strength. Desire not the night when the people are cut off in their place. Take heed, regard not iniquity, for this hast thou chosen rather than affliction. Job, magsisi ka na, manumbari ka na sa Diyos, dahil hindi ka na kayang bigyan ng lunas ng pera ng iyong mga kayamanan. Handa ka ng kunin ng Diyos. And so, isa sa mga theories ni Elihu ay ang pagsubok ay na nagtuturo sa atin na maging disiplinado tayo. Dinidisiplina tayo ng ating mga pagsubok. So Elihu is saying, God uses suffering as a tool of discipleship. So Job, you're going through all this because God is trying to teach you something. He's trying to teach you to depend upon Him. He's trying to teach you to rely on Him. Now, is it true that God uses suffering sometimes as a disciplinary tool? Yes, it's true. Is it applicable to Job? No, because Job never walked away from God. Remember the testimony of God in chapter 1. Job was a righteous man. So did Job need to be disciplined and taught? No. So Elihu is a little bit off here. Okay, so tingnan mo ang focus naman ni Elihu sa kapangyarihan ng Panginoon. Again, magnifying the greatness of God and how He treats people. Verse 22, "Behold, God exalteth by His power, who teaches like Him." No one is like Him. "Who hath enjoined Him His way? Who can say, Thou hast wrought iniquity? Remember, Thou magnify His work, which men behold. Every man may see it. Man may behold it afar. Behold, God is great, and we know Him not. Neither can the number of His years be searched out." So who can find out God in perfection? Nobody can. God is impossible to comprehend. Now he goes in verse 27, he focuses on nature, God's acts of in nature. Look at His wisdom, look at His power. Verse 27, "For He maketh the small drops of water, they pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which when the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. Also can any understand the spreadings of the clouds or the noise of His tabernacle?" That's the thunder and lightning. "Behold, He spreadeth His light," lightning, that's lightning, "upon it, and covereth the bottom of the sea. For by them judgeth He the people. He giveth meat in abundance." So by them judgeth He the people. So ginagamit pala ng Diyos yung cycle. What do you call that cycle? The evaporation, condensation, precipitation. What's that cycle called? Water cycle. Ayan ang sinasabi ni Elihu, God uses the water cycle in judgment. In judgment. So kung ang tao ay makasalanan, possible ba na magkaroon ng tagtuyo? Possible ba na ang tagtuyo ay sinyalis ng sumpa ng Diyos sa taong makasalanan? Yes. So, hindi lahat ng environmental problem dulot ng plastic. Hindi lahat ng environmental problem dahil sa usok. Malamang, may mga environmental problem tayo dulot ng hatol ng Diyos sa kasalanan ng tao. And that's even more. We see that in scriptures here. And God is in control of all that. By the way, it hasn't rained yet. You notice that? So ang tawag ng tao ngayon, El Niño, ano yan? El Niño. Tapos naging El Niña. La Niña. Yun. El Niño, La Niña, whatever. No. Sinusumpa ng Diyos ang environment kapag ang kasalanan ng tao ay lumalampas. God uses environment so that all the environmentalists na nagsasabi, you need to save Mother Earth, they need to read Job 36 and consider that God is in control of the cycle, the water cycle. So where are we at? Verse 32, with the clouds he covereth the light and commandeth it not to shine by the cloud that cometh betwixt. The noise thereof showeth concerning it, the cattle also concerning the vapor. At this also my heart trembleth, chapter 37, verse 1. And is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth under the whole heaven, his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth, he thundereth with the voice of his excellency. He will not stay them with the voice, when his voice is heard. God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. So ngayon, papasok na siya sa niebe, verse 6. He saith to the snow. Now we're going to the snow. So we considered lightning, thunder, rain, condensation, precipitation, evaporation, all that. Now we go to the snow. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. See? So who controls the snow? God. And so when God says, be thou on the earth, here comes a snowstorm. Here comes the snow. And I have dealt with plenty of snow when I lived in Pennsylvania. Sakit sa ulo yung snow. And you got to shovel this thing. And you got to find a place for it. And you know, all snow is crystallized water. It's just water that's been crystallized. But God's in control of that. Likewise to the small rain, to the great rain of his strength. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind. Now there comes a tornado or a whirlwind or a hurricane. And cold out of the north. By the breath of God, frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straightened. Also by watering he wearieth the thick cloud and scattereth his bright cloud. And it is turned round about by his counsels. So, next time na nagko-complain ka sa weather, when you complain about the weather, think about it. This is God's will for me today. Whether it rains or it doesn't rain, sometimes we do things, we like it not to rain. We're like, please don't make it rain. But when it rains, it's God's will. It's his counsel. So do you believe the Bible? So if it rains, that's God's will. He sent it. What if it snows? Does it ever snow in the Philippines? What if the Lord sends snow this way? That they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causeth it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. So God's in charge of the environment. Hearkeneth unto this, O Job. So ngayon, ito na yung pinaka-last na payo ni Elihu. Last words of Elihu to Job. Okay, Job, consider these things. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Of course, we don't. Nobody does. Does he know the balancing of the clouds and the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? Job, do you know how God could form the cloud and allow the cloud to stand in the air like that? And to move and to change and to disappear and to show up again. Can you explain that, Job? And Job, of course, we don't know that. So what do? You trust the Lord. We trust God for things we don't understand. Verse number 17, how thy garments are warm, and when he quieteth the earth by the south wind, hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong and smote and as a molten looking glass? Teach us, what shall we say unto him? For we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. We cannot explain God because we're in darkness. Our knowledge is limited. Shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. Fair weather cometh out of the north. With God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power, in judgment, in plenty of justice, and he will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. Job, that's what you need to do. You need to fear him. Well, wait a minute. We already found out in chapter 1, Job feared him. So you see the irony of the poetry here. Elihu, good man, good advice, misapplying it to Job. He respecteth not that are wise of heart. So if you're proud, God will not honor you. God will have no respect of you. And so there you have the whole conclusion of Elihu. Nobody responds to him. Job doesn't respond to him. God doesn't respond to him. So what do we do? Well, we receive the biblical truths that he shares. We appreciate it. We apply it to our lives. And we fear the Lord. And we thank the Lord for... one thing I can say about Elihu is that Elihu prepares us for Jehovah God to speak. Kasi ang magsasalita pagkatapos ni Elihu ay si Lord. And so, Job, remember, before Elihu spoke, Job gave his final defense. So, kung wala si Elihu, pagkatapos na magsalita si Job, papasok na si Lord God. Pero dahil merong Elihu, medyo hindi pa pumasok si Lord God sa kanyang speech. So nangangahulugan na may time at saka may agwat ang pangangailangan ng tao at ang salita ng Diyos. So, and Elihu is the bridge. He prepares us. And if you listen to God's speech, which will be 38 and 39 and 40 and 41, when you listen to God's speech, he will also use his dealings with nature and will challenge Job. So medyo parang similar naman ang speech ni Lord kay Elihu, and so on and so forth. So Elihu is a bridge. So now, sa katapusan itong dialogue ni Elihu, let me ask you a question. Sino sa tatlo, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, at saka si Elihu, Elihu, sino sa kanilang apat ang nagsalita, who spoke with knowledge of everything that took place with Job? Who spoke with complete knowledge? No one. No one. They all spoke with limited knowledge. Kasi hindi naman nila alam ang nangyari kay Lord at kay Satan sa chapter 1 at saka chapter 2. Let me ask you a question. Did Job know? Did Job's wife know? No. So nobody knows the heavenly conversation, the heavenly dialogue. Yung nakakaalam lang dyan ay si Lord at saka si Satan. And so even Elihu spoke without knowledge as well. All right, so this teaches us man's knowledge is limited. And only God has the answers. Okay? Kaya sa, even in life, you be careful sa mga payo ng mga kaibigan, kamag-anak, sa mga payo ng tao. Always weigh man's words against God's words. No? My advice is fallible, subject to error. Sometimes good people can give bad advice. Sometimes good people can give good advice but misunderstand. Okay? So we should not be afraid to admit mistake and error. Kalimbawa, meron tayong opinion. Mali naman ang opinion natin, pero nakita natin sa Bible, ikinokorekt ng Bible yung opinion natin. Let us never be afraid to admit that we are wrong and ask forgiveness and correct ourselves and align ourselves with the Word of God. Okay? So, and wag kayong basta-basta humingi ng advice na hindi nyo alam ang salita ng Diyos. Kasi yung mga nagbibigay ng payo, sometimes yung knowledge nila limited din eh. Pero ito yung advice, ito yung Word of God, no? Na hindi nagkakamali. So, ilagay natin sa wasto yung mga advice natin, yung mga thoughts natin, yung mga words natin. The best words are God's words. So use the Word of God in everything. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the words that the biblical truths that we get out of Job 36 and 37. We certainly see the greatness of God in the actions of man and the greatness of God in the actions of nature. And man and nature are subject to God. And so we need to fear you and trust you and serve you. And I thank you, Lord, for being good to us. I pray that we would learn your words so that we can be in the right when we are asked about our opinions, or we can give them biblical opinion instead of our own experience, our own common sense, and our own tradition. Help us to learn these things and use your words in our lives. We love you, Lord. Ask your blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God